close shave, didn't you?
Yeah.
Just got by. I was glad to see that Dick wound up with fewer votes against him than
was
predicted.
Yeah, but it was overwhelming and only and a purely partisan vote,
right.
And not bad at that. Right. Well, we thought we'd have have a swearing in for all three on Monday. Have a cap too, so that
mm-hmm.
we can start the week off with everybody in place.
Great.
In place, right? Gonna see John Ehrlichman here shortly. He's arriving back from Stockholm.
Yes, I saw him this morning. He was in.
Figure out some ways to veto some environment bills now. I hope.
Well, we have a.
You sure have to save some money someplace. I don't know where.
We have a serious budget problem, all right.
Serious? Oh, God, it's unbelievable. I've read all those stuff. And, of course, when you look at the budget problem, you're figuring they're figuring the outside. But we gotta realize the way the Congress goes, and unless we do veto these things, we could reach that outside number.
Yeah.
$55 billion in 74, right?
Right. That is a figure that can't be permitted to happen, but it's the sort of thing that
that's a figure that would happen, though, as I understand it, if we got revenue sharing and if we got welfare reform and if we got the water bill and if we got all the other nutty things.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, anyway, we'll see. We're glad you're through and that your people, your underlings are confirmed, so that's fine, too.
Well, I think that we keep the show together until after the election over there,
then
and
you can
then make changes.
That's right, that's right.
But I've had several talks with Volker on just what our stance is. We put out a statement the day before yesterday
right.
on this gold business that you may or may not have seen, but
mm-hmm.
anyway, we took the occasion to say that the way this price is going, it only shows further that the gold is not a suitable commodity for
right.
The basis of the monetary system.
Yeah, $66.
So Arthur won't like that much, but anyway, that's the fact of the matter.
Well, you got Volker lined up, though.
I think Volker is tracking all right. I've had some lengthy discussions,
right.
and where I don't agree with him, I tell him, and then
right.
I tell him to let's write out a paragraph now
to yeah.
say what it is that we're the position we're going
right.
to take.
Right. Volker, obviously,
he's an able fellow.
He's an able fellow. He's a pragmatist and he's trying to work a deal out.
Right.
But we can't allow Arthur with his tenacity to force on us something that we can't live with. That's really what it gets down to.
I think that's right.
Well, anyway, have a good weekend.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Appreciate the call.